King of Glory. King of Glory. King of Glory. Just say that. King of Glory. Fling wide you heavenly gates, and the King of Glory is gonna come in. Hallelujah. It's funny, he stands at the door and knocks. All you do is you fling wide your heavenly gate. Fling wide your heart gate. Let the King of Glory come in. Let the King of Glory come into your atmosphere. Let the King of Glory come in and rule and reign through your heart. King of Glory. Ah, King of Glory. Just sit here and talk about King of Glory for like 48 minutes and 59 seconds. King of Glory. We could talk about the scriptures. We open up the Bible, you know what we're going to read about, right? There's someone in there, full of glory, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You know what I want to say. Oh, King of Glory. God, I thank you right now for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, God. Revelation, knowledge of you, King of Glory. Hallelujah, King of Glory. Jesus is happy. Yeah, man. I can prove it by the Bible. Joy of the Lord is your strength. It's the fruit of His Spirit in you. The joy of Jesus makes me feel really strong in the Spirit. All the demon arrows just melt before they just fly at me and just burn into a crisp and fall down to the ground, back down to the earth. Oh, thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, King of Glory. I love the glory. I love your glory, Jesus. I love your glory, Father. I love your glory, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, let's read some Bible or something. Sure. Hallelujah. I used to pray the Bible a lot. I used to enjoy praying the prayers that the apostles would pray. And if I'd see something that jumped out, like a virtue or an attribute of God, I would ask God to place that in me. Like, for instance, you know, Enoch walking with God. I want to walk with you, God. I want to walk with you like Enoch. And he gave us something far greater than what Enoch had if we could actually just tap into that. Enoch walked with God, he was not, for God took him. God translated him. And when we become believers, which means we believe what his word says, the written word and the rhema word spoken by the Spirit to you, could become through prophetic unction, someone prophesies, or there's God's Spirit is within the words. We're believers, we believe the Word of God, who is Spirit. We were translated into the Kingdom of Light. Enoch was translated. He took his body with him. But we were also translated into the Kingdom of Light. And we become the body of Christ. But also our bodies are here on the earth to do, to release that glory. to release the King of Glory. See, before time, before all time, we were all in the Father. You know, we were all we came from our Father into time, and then the Father enters us through Christ, and then we release what we, who was that realm before time, we release that realm into this realm, into time. It brings healing wherever it goes. That river of life that flows from God the Father, we release that river of life through our gates once we, because He's still flowing. That river of life flows. So whatever we experienced in God the Father before we came here, you know, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Hold on a second. I'm going on three rabbit trails at once here. Here, Shaka. Let's just get grounded in the Word of God. And just soar as deep into God's heart as you can go.